Hi folks, welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Al. And if you're listening to me on Spotify or Anchor or Apple Podcasts, I highly encourage you to favorite this podcast. And if you're listening to me on YouTube, I highly encourage you to subscribe. And also check out my website at buildwealthmedia.com. So today I want to talk about the importance of building wealth when you're young. And this message is mostly geared toward millennials. So if you're in your 20s, if you're in your 30s, I want you to listen up. Now, if you're older, if you're in your 40s or older, you can still listen up on this as well. But it's going to be geared more towards millennials, because I want to talk about something today. See, here's the thing, folks. If you don't build wealth in your youth, when you approach your golden years, you're going to suffer financially. I know that's hard to digest. That's hard to think about. And it may not be the most politically correct thing to say, but if you don't build wealth, if you don't put money up in your retirement accounts while you're young, you're going to suffer financially when you get in your golden years. That is the truth. See, Social Security is so unpredictable. Will it be here 20, 30, 40 years from now? I don't know. But what I do know is that it's not enough money to live off. See, the average Social Security retirement check is about $1,500 per month. And as many as you know, the cost of living goes up every year. Every year, the cost of living goes up. And $1,500 a month isn't going to cut it. So if you're young, you're in your 20s, you're in your 30s, you need to start building wealth. If you have a 401k at your job, you need to be taking advantage of that, especially if you get a match. Now, I'm not a big fan of 401ks. I'm just going to be straightforward with you. I'm not a big fan of 401ks because of the fees that are included in your 401k and because of the limited investment options that they give you. But I am a big fan of free money. So if your employer matches your contributions, then you want to take advantage of that. But see, here's where people get it wrong here. They rely solely on their employer to save for their retirement. See, if you want to build wealth, you have to be proactive. You have to take charge of your own financial destiny. And that's why I'm a big fan of DIY investing. Do it yourself investing. And the beauty of being a DIY investor is that you have control. You can open you up a Roth IRA and you can buy individual stocks. You can buy index funds. You can buy ETFs. So you have to take charge of your own financial future. Don't rely on just your 401k. See, a lot of people, that's all they have set aside for retirement is just a 401k. But you need to invest on your own. Getting that brokerage account. Getting that Roth IRA established. And at the time of this recording, You can contribute up to $6,000 per year toward your Roth IRA. If you're 50 years of age or older, you can contribute up to $7,000. So you need to get that Roth IRA open up. If you're a millennial, if you're just getting started working, you're fresh out of college, get that Roth IRA started. Open it up. Every time you get paid, buy some dividend paying stocks and well-established businesses or dividend paying ETFs and just fund it consistently. See, I know it's this belief when you're young. A lot of times when people are young, when they're in their 20s, 30s, they have the tendency to throw saving for retirement on the back burner. That people who are young, they have the tendency to think that they have a lot of time to save for retirement. And that's the wrong mentality to have. Because here's what you don't want to do. You don't want to start saving for retirement when you are in your golden years. Because you're going to have to put more money in and you're going to have to play catch up. Now, I believe anyone can build wealth. I don't care what age you are. But it's easier if you start building wealth and saving for retirement while you're in your youth, as opposed to starting when you approach your golden years. So you don't want to be put in that situation when you turn 70 and you're ready to retire and relax and kick back, and you have nothing saved for retirement. And you're gonna have regrets. You're gonna have regrets. So that's why it's so important while you're young, while you're in your working years, and start building wealth. Don't wait until you get old to think about retirement. Start thinking about retirement when you're young. You're gonna have people tell you, "Oh, you shouldn't think about retirement, you're too young." Those will be the same people working at Walmart at 70 as a greeter because they didn't take saving for retirement seriously. So you don't want to be put in that situation. Retirement is so important, building a nest egg is so important. Your future self is counting on it. Anyone can build wealth. I truly believe that. Anyone can. But you have to want to build wealth. You have to make it a priority in your life. But the key is just taking that first leap of faith and changing your mentality, thinking like a wealth builder. Is money everything in life? No. But money is important and we all need it. So I encourage you, if you're a millennial and you're listening, start building wealth. Take charge of your financial destiny. Start investing. Investing in the stock market by far is one of the easiest ways to build wealth. You don't need a lot of money to get started investing. You just need to get started. As always, folks, I encourage you to always think big in life. Always strive to be a better version of yourself. And stay committed to financial success.